Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 24th day of August. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, today we're going to get back to what's been my core subject for, I guess, better part of 3+ years or so, maybe more than that, and that will be Planet X, global warming, my new video, a new book I just ran across. I'll be interviewing the author hopefully about 2 weeks from today. Our schedules can match up. So today will be a Planet X Day, a global warming day, and we will take your questions and calls at 800-313-9443. About halfway through a 350-page book here titled The Return of Planet X by Dr. Rand, R-A-N-D. Excellent, excellent book. I highly recommend it. I hope to be interviewing Dr. Rand on this show live the first Sunday in September. That'll be 2 weeks from today. It'll be a great interview. He's done a tremendous job. He cites Professor McCanny's work on Planet X, among others, Dr. Velikovsky, Zachariah Sitchin, and others I haven't heard of before. This man has really did his homework. And also today I'll be talking about my new DVD. This has been quite a project. It's taken a better part of a year to put this together, and it's finally a finished product, retail ready, as we say. The title of the movie is Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. This is my movie that I have. It runs 1 hour 54 minutes, just 6 minutes shy of 2 hours, which basically fills up one DVD. I told the producer I didn't want to go into two discs and try to get edit it down to one disc, one DVD. And we'll be talking more about that and what you can learn for yourself and help others. First break coming up. Call numbers 800-313-9443. Be right back.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. As it turns out, going to this Planet X thing, inadvertently, without knowing exactly what I was researching, I commenced researching this matter about 1980 or 81, looking into a Superfund cleanup site just outside St. Louis, Missouri. It wasn't until about 2003, 2004 that I heard of the specific matter of Planet X. Started researching that specifically. It took about a year or so to make the connection, to connect the dots, to understand that the Superfund cleanup site I was had been observing and monitoring for, at that point, more than 20 years, at this point, nearly 30 years, was connected to Planet X in the form of being one of the government shelters for their own people, for the continuity of government plan that's in place. It's been a long haul, ladies and gentlemen, basically a lifetime of research, which became quite intense beginning about 2004. I was on a nationwide speaking tour for a group out of Topeka, Kansas called the Prophecy Club on this topic 3 years ago. I've interviewed dozens of people, reviewed and read dozens of books, watched DVDs, documentaries, movies on this. I've had access to very confidential, highly classified information on this topic from inside the U.S. government. My new movie, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, is an excellent, excellent synopsis of what this matter is, why it's happening, how it's happening, and most important of all, the timeline that I became aware of, a timeline for the United States government to evacuate their own people. It won't be the middle of the century. There is a timeline being put out by the government for these matters. If you watch Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, if you know what you're looking for, you'll hear the timeline. The one he gives is that around 2016, things will start to get bad, and around 2050, the middle of the century, things, we're talking about abrupt climate change and global and rising ocean levels, will get very bad about 2050. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a fabrication, a lie, a falsehood to distract and obfuscate so that you won't know what the truth is. There's another huge amount of attention and alternative media being given to 2012, specifically December 20th, 2012. That also is misinformation, disinformation. By December 20th, 2012, the worst events that we're concerned about will already be finished. Professor McKinney and I are in complete agreement on this. And the author of this book, best I can tell from what I've read, is in agreement also. His timeline is a little bit quicker than mine, but at this point, a few months really, really does not matter. The timetable I'm aware of for the U.S. government evacuating their own people is to have those evacuations complete in 16 months, December 2009. It's possible, it's very possible that things could get really wacky and really crazy even before then, 16 months from now. Very possible. My movie, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, will give you what you need to educate yourself and possibly, I can't say definitely, educate and inform loved ones and friends about this matter in a convincing manner so that they will do something about it, as opposed to thinking that you really need a tinfoil hat very badly. My webmaster will have this movie posted on my website, I hope by the end of the day tomorrow. In the meantime, tomorrow during the day or the next day, you can call my toll-free number to order it. I take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club over the telephone. My toll-free number during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, is 866-965-3007, 866-965-3007. Today we're going to talk about Planet X. I was kind of gratified to see that the author of this book quoted the one page, I refer to this as one of the scariest pages I've ever seen. In print, a quote from Dr. Velikovsky, and I'm going to see if I can find that here and read this one page to you today. That would be an excellent thing to do, if I can find the page. Well, I'll do that during a break. I can't do that while I'm on the radio here. Doesn't work too well. Here's the bullet points on the front cover of my packaging for Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. First bullet point, learn the truth behind the deception of global warming. Second bullet point, learn the classified information from the U.S. military. Third, learn the science and the science fiction in the movie, An Inconvenient Truth. Next, learn the government-designated safe havens. And finally, learn the real and highly classified timetable for the onset of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. Well, I've already given it to you. Basically, it's a time frame, not a specific date. You hear somebody talking about a specific date? Well, they don't know what they're talking about, quite frankly. Anybody talking about December 20th, 2012, they don't know what they're talking about. It's a time frame. At some point, high-ranking officials in the government will have specific dates, but they're not going to talk about them and let us know. The historical records, and there are a multitude of historical records from ancient civilizations. When I say historical, that means they're in writing, and they're part of history, part of human history, show that on this 10th planet, Nibiru or Wormwood, when it comes into our solar system, and once it's close enough for human beings to see it with the unassisted eye, you basically have a matter of hours, maybe days, less than a week, before all hell breaks loose. Abrupt climate change, rising ocean levels, volcanism, earthquakes, seismic activity, all happening at the same time all over the planet. 200 mile an hour winds, 8-point, 9-point earthquakes, tidal waves 100, 200, maybe even 1,000 feet high. There's records of this, ladies and gentlemen. Large land masses going up in the air, hundreds of feet, and land masses dropping down below the level of the ocean, all at the same time. The records, the historical records, show that about every 3,600 years or so, this happens. We have civilizations that have recorded records of this going at least two cycles worth. And the Sumerian, Chinese, and Egyptian cultures, records of this having happened twice. And in all likelihood, there were a multitude of these happenings going back many millennia. Break coming up. Stay tuned. Be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 24th day of August, 2008. And we are back. Planet X. Today we will talk about Planet X. Planet X is pretty much in our face, ladies and gentlemen. When I say pretty much, the few months we have left, and it is a few months in terms of what needs to be done to protect your loved ones. I was talking to a friend of mine, one of the Navy veterans who knows about these matters and has for many years, 20 plus years, and he was telling me his frustration of trying to warn friends of his who have homes in Florida about what's coming at them and how they would not pay heed. That's common to those of us who know about these matters. Our frustration, by the way, is a synonym for anger. Our frustration with trying to warn people what's coming so they can get out of the way. But that's the nature of human behavior. It's called denial. And it's one of the more prevalent ways human beings respond to any information that is sufficiently at odds with what they believe the world to be like. If you challenge sufficiently the worldview of an adult, they will deny and not believe you. That's expected. That's where my movie comes in. A friend of mine, an adult woman, a friend of myself and my wife, she watched the final edit of this movie, and she really didn't even get all the way through it. She said, "John, this is really scary." The reason it's so scary, there's a lot of reasons, but I provide a lot of documentation in the movie, documentation that anybody can verify, especially if they have easy internet access. I don't tell people to believe it because John Moore says it. I tell people, believe it because you've checked the facts yourself. And here's the facts. Here's how you can check them out and convince yourself. That's what makes this movie so hard-hitting, because I provide the documentation. For you new listeners out there, I'll do a little quick bio here. I graduated from U.S. Military Intelligence School in 1967. did a one-year tour of duty in Vietnam as an intelligence analyst in psychological warfare. Went from there to Fort Bragg, where I was an intelligence analyst for the 6th Special Forces Group, also known as the Green Berets, doing classified studies on the Middle East terrorists. Got out of the Army, got my degree as a legal assistant, and in 1973, became a private detective. Shortly after that, I became a homicide detective for the state of Missouri, which I did for 5 years. These past 35, and now my 36th year, I've been a private detective and homicide detective. I'm working on 2 murders right now in August of 2008. The first homicide I worked on was in the fall of 1973. I've worked on a lot of murders for a lot of years. I do trial preparation for serious matters that have serious consequences. I'm trained as a researcher by the government, new military intelligence, and by college as a legal assistant. I'm trained as a researcher. I know what evidence is. I know how to package up evidence so it can be presented at trial. I present evidence in my movie, evidence that I could package up and present at trial, verifiable evidence from real sources that have credibility. That's what makes this movie so powerful. The evidence that I present in my movie, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Movie costs $25 plus $3 shipping. And you can call me tomorrow during normal business hours at 866-965-3007, 866-965-3007. And I'm going to go ahead and give out the toll-free number to order this book I've been talking about here. Excellent book by Dr. Rand, The Return of Planet X. I've read a number of similar books, and in my opinion, this is the best one. It's more comprehensive than McCanny's. McCanny gets into the hard science. This guy covers all the bases. The toll-free number to order the book is 800-247-6553. 800-247-6553. They'll ask you what title. If you tell them The Return of Planet X, the title is quite a bit longer than that. I'll give you the complete title. The Return of Planet X and Its Effects on Mother Earth, A Natural Disaster Survival's Manual, The Research, Background, and Science. The name of the author is Dr. Rand, R-A-N-D. But when a person answers the phone at that toll-free number, you tell them you want the Planet X book, I think they'll be able to fix you up. It's $30. I guess they charge postage on top of that. Break coming up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 24th day of August, 2008. And today the topic is Planet X, Wormwood, Nibiru. This is serious stuff. If you're new to the topic, I know this is radio. We have new callers all the time. If you're new to the topic, you might be scratching your head, wondering about this. Possibly you heard about this in 2004 when some lady who claimed to talk to aliens gave a specific date in 2004 when Planet X would be wreaking havoc. Amazingly enough, she's still on the Internet. Many of us, including Professor McCanny, myself, believe she's a government plant. Her website is just way too slick. I have an excellent webmaster, and I know what it costs to do it right, and her webmaster looks like something IBM or General Motors would do. It's just way too slick. But that aside, I've satisfied myself through my confidential sources that this is real. The open source information has been out there for years, going back to the early 1980s, when NASA itself made announcements about finding Planet X and then basically shut up and compartmentalized it ever since. There was even an article in a scientific encyclopedia showing the orbit of Planet X. In my library, I have a movie, a DVD documentary, where Dr. Zachariah Sitchin is interviewing Professor Harrington with the, Dr. Harrington, with the U.S. Naval Observatory. He was in charge of the U.S. Naval Observatory at the time, and Dr. Harrington is in his office at the U.S. Naval Observatory, giving a great detail of Planet X, the 10th planet, how big it is, its orbit, and so forth. Live and in color, as we used to say back in the 60s, before everybody had color TV. No, this is real. It's coming. It's impacting Earth right now, and has been for more than 20 years. In case you haven't been paying attention, there's been a dramatic increase in storms, both the number and severity of storms all over the planet, especially cyclonic storms, and cyclonic storms, hurricane-type storms over land. We've got a video image of the radar of the first one we're aware of over Oklahoma that took place not quite a year and a half ago in the spring of 07. A lot of my friends saw that on TV. Probably many of you listeners saw it also. Yeah, this is real. It's coming. It's happening right now. The increase in volcanism, volcanoes, the increase in seismic activity, earthquakes, both in number and severity of both of these types of events, is happening right now. The decision to have a cover story of global warming was made about 1980. The decision to downgrade earthquakes, the Richter scale, by one full numerical value was made shortly after the death of Dr. Charles F. Richter, the developer of the Richter scale, because they knew in 1984, when Dr. Richter died, that these events, these seismic events, were becoming more frequent and more severe as the years passed. It's happening. It's happening right now. The time we have left, I can't tell you. If you live on the Gulf Coast, your time has already passed. The Gulf Coast will never, ever be the same for maybe, I don't know, centuries. If the whole Gulf Coast, according to what the U.S. Navy says, will be under the ocean probably in 3 to 5 years. It's not John Moore telling you this, it's the U.S. Navy. Through the classified briefings I've had access to. The U.S. Navy, especially the Submarine Corps, has been briefing their men for more than 20 years on this topic. That's how long they've known. I've interviewed three men who don't know each other at different times and places, all veterans of the Submarine Corps, all told me the exact same story. And they helped me prepare a map. And the map is on my movie also. A map that they were shown in classified briefings. I went over this map back and forth with all three of these men until I got it right. I couldn't get the actual map from the Navy, as you might expect. But I prepared a map very close enough that it doesn't matter of what the U.S. Navy says North America will look like when these oceans have risen to their new levels. It's not a pretty sight, ladies and gentlemen. The areas where two-thirds of the United States population live will be gone, will be underwater. Everything on the East Coast from Maine to the tip of Florida will be gone, underwater. the Gulf Coast from the tip of Florida to Texas where it meets Mexico will be gone underwater. Anywhere from a few miles to 100 miles inland. Coast of California from where it starts at Mexico to the Canadian border will be gone and underwater. Anywhere from a few miles to 100 miles or more, depending on the topography and the earthquakes that happen out there. An inland sea. The Great Lakes will become one very great lake, going continuously up to Hudson Bay. All three of these veterans told me Wisconsin will be gone, finished, underwater. All three of them. That's according to the U.S. Navy, not John Moore. The Mississippi River, where it joins with the Gulf of Mexico, that will be at the current Arkansas-Louisiana state line. Basically, Louisiana and Mississippi will be finished and gone. Mississippi itself from there north will be 50 to 100 miles wide, all the way up to the Great Lakes, up to Chicago. Not a pretty picture. The country cut in two. And in fact, the U.S. Army right now has taken a step to get ready for it. They split the North American command into two commands. One command east of Mississippi, one command west of Mississippi. The field grade officers in the E-9s, E-8s and E-9s have to deal with this, are just having a lot of problems because of the new command structure set up and the lack of communications between these two command structures, one east of Mississippi, one west of Mississippi, in preparation for the country being cut in two by a Mississippi River that's 50 miles wide, which means none of the bridges we currently have will be useful for any purpose. The fiber optics, the pipelines, the power lines, the rail lines across the Mississippi from the Gulf of Mexico to Canada will all be basically destroyed because of the water and the seismic activity. In fact, the pipelines that go from Texas to the northeast part of this country that provide petroleum products for heating the northeast, they go underneath the Mississippi River very close to the New Madrid Fault. Welded pipe, welded steel pipe, 20 inches in diameter, is not meant to go up and down like a slinky. The children's toy, the slinky. It's not meant to do that, and it won't do that. We're in for some dramatic changes very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how long we've got. I hope we've got 16 months, 18, 20 months, 24. I don't know. We may only have 12 months or even less. The people that know, they have the best information, aren't talking. If I find out, I'll certainly let you know. These matters are some of the most highly classified matters on the planet. There's a lot of open source things that can tell you, kind of give you a heads up. For example, the Vatican, of course, is a country. Vatican City is a country with its own postage stamps. They announced a year ago this month that the Vatican Library, which has been open every working day for centuries, was closing and closed the end of August 2007, sometime in August, allegedly because of structural engineering problems in the main building. They said they would close it, shut it down, and reopen it in 2012. Well, they did shut it down. It won't reopen, at least in that location, in 2012. The Vatican Library, among other things, is the largest collection of ancient documents on the planet. They inherited the ancient documents that the Roman government had, and they've kept them ever since. Rome, the Vatican, is quite a distance from the Mediterranean. However, it's maybe 90 feet above sea level. So the Vatican and Rome, as we know, will pretty much be gone in 2 or 3 years. Pretty much be gone. It's been an ongoing dilemma for people listening to Patriot Radio who understand these matters to try to get their loved ones, their friends and family, to understand these matters. That's where my movie comes in. I did a movie instead of a book, and in fact, I'm getting ready to do an audio book, my first audio book. Quite frankly, people don't read. 3% of the adults in this country have a library card, according to the American Library Association. Half of them use their library card for light entertainment reading, which leaves 1.5% of the adults in this country that both have a library card and use it for anything serious. People don't read. That's why I did a movie on this topic. That's why I'm doing a new audio book on personal security and children's safety and so forth. People don't read. Got our first caller here, John from Tennessee. Are you there, sir? We dropped John. John, if you lost the signal, you're welcome to call back. He used to call him when he was on the road, and we had tremendous trouble hearing him 3 and 4 years ago. It's a dilemma. It's an absolute dilemma. And John's back. Are you there, sir?
I am. Thank you, John. You know, you were mentioning the Vatican. Can you hear me okay?
You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. You were mentioning the Vatican, something that I noticed over 30 years ago, stationed in Arizona. And Vatican had an observatory between Tucson and Phoenix. And I asked myself at that time, in fact, I asked one of my friends that was in the Air Force with me, why on earth does the Vatican have an observatory? And then you read the book of Revelation and you see the wormwood is coming.
Right.
The Vatican knew it. Our government knows it.
They've always
yet,
known it.
They have always known it, but yet they would deny it. If you were to ask them a question, they would refuse to answer it. And I just,
unless you're an insider. You know, John, the Catholic Church came into existence about, what, 350 A.D., somewhere in that range. And they were coming into existence as a legal church entity, freestanding entity, about the same time the Roman government was in the last phases of collapsing. There was an overlap there of, I'm going to say, 50 to 100 years when the Catholic Church came into existence and before the Roman government finally collapsed and the barbarians came into Rome and sacked them. Actually, they were looking for food more than anything else. But during that period of time, Catholic Church took over the archives, the library and the archives of the Roman government, which they've been collecting for many centuries, and they've kept them, and they've been able to understand them and read them all these centuries. They've always known, John, that Wormwood, Nibiru, Planet X was coming. There's some speculation, and it's based on some evidence, that shortly after John Kennedy was elected, he went and had a private audience with the Pope in Rome, and he was given his heads up on Planet X. I guess it would have been about 1960. And it's kind of ironic. Go ahead.
Well, let's draw a little bit of a parallel. We see that the Roman Empire had fallen, or, you know, we've seen the so-called rise and fall of the Roman Empire. We see the American Empire, and I believe right now we're in our later stages. So you've got to ask yourself the question, John, of just how involved in the United States government is the Catholic Church, the Vatican.
Well, you know, we can do that, John, but it's a rabbit trail I don't want to go down right this moment.
Okay, well, and I understand.
It's a fascinating topic. Thank you for calling, John. Now, the bottom line is the Catholic Church had these archives, these ancient documents. They had scholars that could read these documents talking about what happened about 3,600 years ago, which would have been Moses' exodus out of Egypt. If you look at your Jewish calendar, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's accurate. Or Noah's flood, which was about 7,200 years ago. They had these documents, they could read them, they could understand them, and John's right. The Vatican does have observatories, plural. What in the world does astronomical observatories have to do with saving souls and running hospitals and doing the good works the Catholic Church has done for centuries. Nothing I can tell. There's a reason they have these observatories, because they know what's coming and they want to be able to see it and be, get prepared, which of course they have been doing now for, with sincerity, for a number of years. We have Elena from New York. You there, Elena?
Yes, I am. It's my first time listener, and I'm fascinated by this subject, and I do believe you. Actually, I have a question for you.
Hold it. We had a break, Elena. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned. We're back. Elena, are you still there, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your question?
Hi. The question that I have is, what would you, or how do you suggest people handle this crisis to come? I mean, are there some steps that we can take to help to protect ourselves and our families?
Well, the quick answer is yes. The long answer is you need to go to my website, thelibertyman.com, take a look at the preparedness movies that I offer. There's seminars in front of live audiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complex matter. Did you used to watch the TV series Little House on the Prairie by any chance?
Okay.
Have you know what I'm talking about, that TV series?
I'm sorry, no, I haven't.
Little House on the Prairie with, where they're living in Kansas on the plains in the 1880s, 1890s.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll be going back to that period of time, but without that infrastructure.
Oh, wow.
Living in the United States in the 1880s, 1890s, they had a postal system. They produced, manufactured, packaged, and delivered goods and services. They had police force, military, and so forth. They had no internal combustion engines and no electricity.
Wow.
We're going back to the 1880s without the infrastructure of the 1880s.
Oh, wow.
Now that's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, the steam locomotives they had in the 1880s, the few that are left are in museums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have millions and millions of horses and buggies that existed back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost everything we do is dependent on electricity and telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very complex question you ask that has very complex answers.
Okay.
We'll be talking more about this the next week or two because it is so important, and we are just about out of time at this point in time.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's tune in next week, Elena, and we'll get more information.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Wonderful program.
Thank you, Elena.
And for Elena and everybody else, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Preparedness is my passion and has been for many years. I do professional private consultations on preparedness. That's at my website also, thelibertyman.com. I did my first one professionally in the summer of 1977, 31 years ago. I had a couple fly in to Missouri from Nevada for that purpose. And I still do it, of course. You know, thelibertyman.com. It's a complex question that has a multitude of answers. And with a couple of 2-3 minutes we've got left, we can't really even begin to get into that. But I'll be focusing on preparedness the next couple of weeks. Hopefully, I'll be interviewing the author of this book, The Return of Planet X, Dr. Rand, 2 weeks from today if our schedules match up. This man has done his homework. He's pulled together the information necessary to paint a picture that any thinking adult can observe and understand that what he's talking about is real, a clear and present danger, and needs to be dealt with and dealt with effectively right now. not 3 years from now, 4 years from now, this 2012 stuff will get you killed. That's exactly what it will do. December 20th, 2012 will get you killed. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared right now. Because you may have a year, may have a year and a half. I don't know. This economy collapsing around our ears is certainly something we need to be prepared for also. And we are, in fact, out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I had fun. It was a very fast hour. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for listening. You all get working out there. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Be safe. God bless America.